From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. As his visit to the United States continues on Friday, Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama continue talks aimed at working through their differences over alleged Chinese cyber spying, Beijing's economic policies, and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. In new developments, China has agreed to implement a cap-and-trade program to limit emissions. Speaking on the condition of anonymity, senior U.S. officials said Chinese President Xi will announce the program when he meets with President Obama at the White House later Friday. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of annual Hajj pilgrimage procedures after a stampede on the outskirts of Mecca killed at least 717 people and injured more than 900 others. Regardless of the investigation results, the king said, the improvement of the methods and mechanism of the Hajj season will not stop. A reporter on the scene told VOA as foot traffic flowed one way mid-morning Thursday, a small group turned around, creating an unintentional clash that crushed people. The country's health minister, Khalid Al-Fella, blamed pilgrims, saying they failed to follow instructions from authorities. In a report released Thursday, Human Rights Watch alleges that Rwandan authorities are unlawfully detaining people such as sex workers, street vendors, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals as a means of keeping undesirable elements off the streets, detaining them in unofficial detention centers in the capital, Kigali. Rwanda's Justice Minister Johnston Busingye said all detention centers in Rwanda are run in accordance with UN standards and Rwandan laws. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. You are listening to VOA News. On Friday, the fourth day of his first visit to the United States, Pope Francis is in New York. After delivering evening prayers at New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral Thursday night, the streets were lined with enthusiastic fans and devotees, hoping to catch just a fleeting glimpse of the pontiff as his motorcade goes by.
I mean, it's just magical. I mean, to see him living, breathing, waving. I mean, it was just magical.
At this hour, the Pope is currently addressing world leaders at the UN General Assembly. He's expected to focus on climate change, migration, and immigration. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, during the UN General Assembly session next week. The White House says Obama has accepted Putin's invitation for a chance to address Russia's interference in Ukraine. A Russian government official said Putin wants to discuss Syria. Zlatika Hoke reports.
The American and Russian presidents last spoke by phone in July to discuss the Iran nuclear deal. Their relations have been cool since Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula and its military support for pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine. But a Russian government spokesman said Putin wants to discuss Syria. Moscow has dispatched military aircraft and heavy arms to support Syrian government forces in fighting rebels and Islamic State militants. The move is part of Putin's plan to increase Russia's geopolitical influence, says National Defense Institute professor Peter Yeltsov.
He wants the world to focus on his involvement in Syria, on him fighting ISIS and trying to create a new coalition, as he claimed, and to completely forget about Ukraine.
The United States opposes Russia's support for the oppressive regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says he will seek support for his country's effort to block the flood of migrants at its southern border with Croatia. This includes sealing the border, as Hungary did with Serbia. This as Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić and EU Commissioner for European Neighborhood Policy and Enlargement Negotiations, Johannes Hahn, visited a reception center for migrants close to Serbia's border with Croatia on Friday. During a media briefing, Hahn commented on Croatian accusations that Serbia was not adequately policing their side of the common border, saying he didn't like seeing humanitarian issues being mixed up with other political issues. A powerful earthquake off the eastern coast of Indonesia has injured dozens of people and sent startled residents scurrying out of their homes in the middle of the night. The quake registered 6.6 on the Richter scale. Reporting from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.